If you tried to buy or sell a house this year, you know what a wild ride it's been. 2021 brought low inventory, bidding wars, and prices surging to historic highs. Many would-be buyers are ending the year locked out of home ownership. Will it be the same again next year? Well, why don't we ask Lawrence Yoon? He's chief economist for the National Association of Realtors. Lawrence, welcome.
Hello, Peter. Thanks for having me on the show.
We're glad to have you. And your group says that there were about 6 million existing home sales so far this year. That's the highest in 15 years. What's been driving all that activity?
Well, it's been an extraordinary year. The low interest rate, no doubt, always helps the home buying market. People want to take advantage of the low interest rate, low mortgage payments. But I think another factor that's going on is the fact that people are searching for larger size home out in the suburbs or even in small town is clearly implying that something fundamental is changing in America about work from home flexibility. People do not have to live close to the downtown areas and seeking a larger size home out in the distant suburbs.
So that trend is continuing in the pandemic. Just give us a quick tour around a few markets in the United States that have surprised you or that demonstrate that.
Well, you know, certainly the Rocky Mountain states. So one is looking at Idaho, Utah, or even Arizona, the Phoenix market on fire, along with several southern cities, Nashville, Austin, you go to Tampa, Miami. But interesting part is when people ask me which market is hot in 2021, I just pretty much say pretty much everywhere across the country in terms of double-digit rate of price appreciation. The cities that's mentioned were, or the states were essentially near 20% price appreciation in a short 12-month time span.
All right. Well, as you said, interest rates are driving a lot of this. But the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, recently said that the Fed could increase interest rates three times next year to slow down inflation. Here he is.
The actual rate decisions we make will depend on our evolving assessment of the forecast. So, for example, if the economy were to slow down significantly, then you would expect that that would have an effect of slowing down rate increases.
Okay, so how would it affect the housing market if the Fed does raise rates next year?
It's going to be a challenge for first-time buyers who are trying to save up for down payment. Already, high home prices has hurt affordability for the first-time buyers, and rising rates will exacerbate that challenge. Now, for repeat buyers who can simply sell their home, use the proceeds to buy the next home, they are not bothered by, I would say, modest increase in interest rates. But it's the first-time buyers will feel the pinch of the rising interest rates. I don't think we will have any reversal in home prices, at least on a nationwide basis, because we have a housing shortage. But nonetheless, this will begin to take some of the heat off the housing market that we experience this year.
Okay, so speaking of supply, that's another reason why prices have been going up fast. There's a very limited supply of houses for sale out there. What would help ease that shortage in this market? And do you expect that to ease in the next year?
Certainly, we do anticipate more inventory showing up on the market next year for the simple fact that the builders have a profit motive incentive. The home builders have been disrupted by some of the supply chain issues, you know, doorknobs or window frames stuck in a container ship, but we expect this to ease. Furthermore, we anticipate that a sizable number of, say, baby boomers who are nearing retirement age or in the retirement age to essentially look into moving into southern states, which have been the trend given the affordability difference between, say, northern states versus the southern states. So more inventory will show up that way. And another hopeful possibility is some of the infrastructure spending bill. The dollar is being allocated to convert some of the empty shopping mall into residential units or, say, empty office units into residential units. So that will help on the housing supply.
So as a result of these price increases, many regular buyers are just locked out of this market. They cannot buy a new home. What is the consequence of that for this country?
Well, we hope that overall supply steadily increase to moderate the home price growth so that income can catch up with home prices. But if it does not, if we have this continuing situation of home prices rising faster than income, America is becoming a divided society. Those who are owning property, they are smiling big. They're accumulating housing wealth from rises in home prices. Yet the renters or people who wish to be first-time buyers, they're essentially priced out of the market. So it's creating a large divide between haves and have-nots.
Lawrence Yoon is chief economist for the National Association of Realtors with a look at the housing market this year and next. Thank you so much.
Thank you.